Yesterday, three storm chasers chasing tornadoes in Texas died when their cars collided at an intersection. Kelly Jean Williamson and Randall Delane Yarnally were in one vehicle working for the Weather Channel. Corbin Lee Yeager was alone in another car. Jeff Petrowski is an Emmy Award-winning storm chaser. He was there. And Jeff, we are so sorry for your loss. I imagine yesterday was a tough day for the whole storm chasing community.
It was extremely devastating. I mean, what made yesterday probably a little bit more dangerous than normal was that we had a warm front and fog and rain, and then obviously when you move, you know, tornado-type storms into those kind of areas, it just increases the danger of the visibility and those kind of things. So you got to be very cognizant of those kind of events.
Well, and we understand that they were all following a tornado through Dickens County. Two of the gentlemen were contractors for the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel issuing a statement about how they were beloved members of the storm-chasing community. I mean, it's chilling to read the words of Kelly Jean Williamson. He spoke to KSPR, a Missouri news station, and said the biggest danger out there is the other chasers and the grandma that's trying to go get her kids. You know, you've got to watch out for everybody out there. Almost the storms are secondary. So he was aware of this concern. Does it concern you? Are there too many people out there?
I think the thing that nobody has really focused on yet, and I'll be the first to say this because I've seen technology change over the years in the automobile from autonomous driving, electric cars to where it was 35, 40 years ago. And I think the one thing that we all must look at is the amount of technology we all use, including myself, that can distract you. It's not just a phone. You've got many sources of distractions in a vehicle. That's why, for example, yesterday when I was out in the field, my wife was with me, and she knows how to read radar. She knows how to read the maps, the intersections coming up, those kind of things, because you have to have people with you that understand that stuff. So the driver is focused on one thing only, and that is driving, and not everything else in the car.
Well, and we don't know what happened here. We do know that the storm chaser who went through the stop sign was alone in his Jeep. Listen, as you said, this is a devastating day, but I'm also thinking, do we understand that you passed through the same intersection maybe just a minute before? You're probably thinking
I went west about 4 miles, filmed a small, weak tornado that was lifting across the highway west of Spur. I was out there a couple minutes. And as we returned back towards Spur, we came up on the scene of the accident, which had happened a couple minutes earlier than my arrival. One individual was out giving CPR to one of the people, and the other two people were still trapped in their vehicles. And, yes, I went to that intersection, you know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. It could have been me. It could have been my wife. It could have been anybody. It's very sobering. You know what happened yesterday? It's very scary. You never know when it's going to be your time. And safety is paramount. I mean, when you're out in the field, I mean, no matter what industry, what hobby you enjoy doing, safety is always paramount in these kind of situations. I mean, it's top priority.
Well, close call. Jeff Petrowski, again, a storm chaser. He's been doing it for 35 years. Won awards, and he's commenting on the loss of some colleagues yesterday. Jeff, thanks so much.